Good evening, Rabbeisa. We are carrying on to learn in Simen Chov Zayin. We'll be discussing additional halachos with regards to chatzitza. We'll be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem the halachos with regards to somebody who's got a cast. Thank you very much. It's got a cast. What does a person do? Thank you very much. It wasn't only for me. I am very thirsty. It's true, but I wasn't only. Thank you very much. The cast, what's the halacha with regards to somebody who's got a cast? And we'll also be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem, what if somebody has got a wound and and it's difficult for him to place the tefillin there at all. And we'll also be discussing Mishnah left-handed people. Say, Vov, it's all about left-hand. How do you define a left-handed person? What makes somebody a left-handed person? We'll be discussing that in Say, Vov, in Mitzvah Hashem. Let us see what Sifei brings us. Sifei, Adam Shu Olul Lenezilis. Somebody who has got a medical condition of Nezilis. Nezilis, what Nezilis is, the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain shortly, that it is, he needs to cover his head. If he doesn't cover his head, he may end up with it's a medical condition. And he must ensure that his head is covered at all times. So Adam Shu Ol Nezilas, and the covering needs to be literally on his head. Vim Yetzorich Laniach Tefillah Shel Rosh Al Besoroi, and if that person is asked to actually put the Tefillah Shel Rosh on his actual skin, on his head, Lo Yanicham Klal, he will not put on Tefillah at all, because he's got this medical condition of Nezilas. He needs to cover his head. If you're going to ask him, listen, you can't put your tefillin on your bandage, on your covering, you won't be able, you need to remove it. He's not going to listen to you because he's got this medical condition. Then the halacha is, yesh lehatir lo laniach tefillah shel rosh ala koiva. Yes, he is allowed to put the tefillin on his head covering, dak, which is thin, hasomuch l'rosh, which is very close to his head, ve'yichasem, but he should cover his tefillin mipnei aroim, because of the general onlooker, the person standing on the side. The Gemara says, v'amenichim b'derechzeh, people who put on the tefillin once there is a head covering there, lo yevorech shel rosh, they should not make a bracha, rak yevorech al shel yad, they should only make a bracha on tefillin shel yad, lehoniach, of the bracha of lehoniach. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to teach us over here in Sifkot Nuzayin what exactly Nezilas is. Sifkot Nuzayin. Olul leNezilas. He's likely to be affected by Nezilas. Perosh, meaning, Shiyesh loy machoiv, he's got an illness, oy meichosh, or condition, berosh on his head. Ve'im yegalei roshoy, if he uncovers his head, yazik loy hakeriris, the cold air will cause damage to him. Can you imagine what's cold again? Do you know what cold is? Yeah, so yazik lo yakeriris, it will cause damage. It will cause damage. He needs to cover his head at all times. Kaven shu onus, since he's in an onus state, yochoil lismoich al harashbo. Unbelievable. He is allowed to rely on the opinion, the minority opinion of the Rashbo. The svira lehu holds, the ein chashash bechatzitza. The Rashbo holds, and we don't generally pass like the Rashbo, but the Rashbo holds that there's no problem of chatzitza. So you're going to say, it says in the Pasuk, v'lo ne'ema b'nei necho. The Pasuk we learned yesterday, b'nei necho tells us it needs to be on your skin. Rashbo holds, it doesn't tell me that it must be on your skin. Ella only tells me l'sayim lo b'emokim, to tell us exactly where to place the tefillin. But there is, according to the Rashbo, no problem of chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. So that it's based on the Rashbo. He adds over here a little point, we're going to get to that shortly, but the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, there is a rule that is called mishum lechol leois velo lacherim leois. There's a rule that is lechol leois, that tefillin, which is an ois, a sign, should be for you lechol leois velo lacherim, but not for others. That tefillin should not be visible; it should not be seen by others. We're going to see more about this later on. Mishnah Berurah brings it in over here. He says, mishum lechol leois velo lacherim leois lekeh betefillin shelroish. The fact that you are asked over here to cover your tefillin shelroish because you have a head covering underneath that. So that does not contradict the concept of lechol leois v'lo lacherim leois. That doesn't affect like a tefillin shel rosh. Doesn't affect the tefillin shel rosh. The buksi, the gas of tefillin shel rosh, it says v'ru kol ha'am ha'aretz ki shem ha'shem nikra olecho. V'ru, and it should be seen. And the tefillin shel rosh should be seen. So it's true that it's generally conditioned that tefillin should be covered. Tefillin should be hidden, but that's only referring to tefillin shel yad and not tefillin shel rosh. Nevertheless, you need to cover the tefillin shel rosh because of the onlookers, she'enam yodim she'onus, that doesn't know his onus. Now this Mishnah Berurah is teaching us a fascinating idea. We're learning over here, again, just to recap, this is a person over here who has got a medical condition and needs to cover his head at all times. Now, if we tell him, remove your head covering, he's not going to put on the tefillin. He's not going to do it because he's a medical condition. He needs to have his head covered. Now, what are we saying? What's the halacha? Yes, he's allowed to put a tefillin on top of this thin layer that he's got on his head. He's allowed to put on tefillin. Yes, he can't make a bracha, but he's allowed to fulfill the mitzvah with that. We're learning that he needs to ensure to cover his tefillin on top of that, because the person on the side doesn't know he's got a medical condition, doesn't really see the head cover, and therefore he's going to think, oh, you know, he's going to be a bit confused. So therefore, if you need to make sure that your head is covered if you put a tefillin not directly on the skin. Now, the interesting thing over here is the point that what really halachically is the head of doing so. If you think about this, we don't really paskin like the Rashba. The Rashba is an opinion that we do not paskin like. We all know, and we learned a couple of seifing, explaining that the tefillin must be on your skin. There's a problem of chatzitza. Remember the halachas, going into, you need to even make sure there's no lines there. The halacha that we discussed, yes, the Mishnah Berurah is chiddush, that long hair is a problem. Chatzitza, anyway, you have to ensure that you're touching the skin. So if that's the case, that we don't paskin like the Rashba, well, if that's the case, why can you put on tefillin on a head cover? Just because it's called, what's the heter? What is the heter based on? Bittel, because it's there at all times, bittel. Interesting. Interesting svara, that it's a bittel. It becomes like part of his body because it's always there. Pardon? It can't be more than a hair. Yeah? Yeah? All right. Okay. What else?
What's the harm? If the rasper allows it, does it hurt permission to say put it on? It is someone to rely on.
It's better than nothing, you're saying.
If the rasper said it's what's up, then what's the there's no bracha. What's the harm of him putting on? He's got someone to rely on, so it works.
So
better than not putting it on at all.
Right. Okay, that's a good svara. Very good. Yeah?
So if he can be allowed to, if some people say...
Right. So since there's somebody to rely on... Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked a very interesting shaila. Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked a shaila, and you'll see soon how that's connected, of a baby that is born with a bent bone, a bent leg bone. And because of that birth, the bone was born with such a, you know, with the bone slightly bent. What needs to be done, it needs to have a cast there for a couple of weeks, or maybe longer than that, a bit longer than that, in order to grow back into its normal shape. Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked, can one do that? Can one put on such a cast onto a newborn baby, but by doing so, the bris milah will not take place? The bris milah will be delayed inevitably by weeks or maybe even months. Is that okay or not? That was the shaila that Hagaon Reb Shlomo Zalman Zichrono Livracha was asked. What do you think, Rabbi Yisai? Must be mutar. Must be mutar.
If
Because it's before the Zman Chiyuv. That's a nice svara as well, actually. Nice svara, because the Chiyuv is not there. Although you're delaying it, but it's before the Matas Zman Chiyuv.
We're delaying this procedure by a few days.
Right. Assuming that it will. Right. Yeah? You see, it depends before or after Yom HaShemini. Right. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that we are learning from our siman, from our halacha, we are learning that if a person is in danger of having a chronic mum, a chronic illness, a chronic defect, then to avoid that chronic defect, you're now to be mevatel a mitzvah. Therefore, a bal mum. So that's what that is pshat in this. The fact that we are relying on the Rashba. Yeah, what's that? Even chorus, it seems. Right. Yeah. Let's just speak it out. With the guy, he learns this from this very halacha. He learns from the fact that a person is allowed to put on tefillin, and he's allowed to really. We are lechatchila shulchan aruch paskins. We are allowing him to rely on the opinion of the Rashba, although there is a chatzitza. According to most opinions, we are allowing him to rely on the opinion. Why are we allowing him to rely on the opinion of the Rashba? Because he's got a medical condition. If he's got kariris, he's going to get ill. He's got chronic disease. We're trying to avoid it getting worse. And therefore, we're allowing him to rely on the opinion and put on his tefillin on the head covering. He says, this is comparable, and this is the source of allowing a newborn baby to put on a cast, even though that, because that's going to, by putting a cast on him, he's not going to have his leg will be able to grow into natural shape and in a regular shape. If I don't do that, then I'm going to be mekayem the mitzvah of mila bizmanoi. He's going to have a bent leg, chalila, and therefore I don't have to do that. And this is learning from the tefillin that we're learning over here. Yeah.
It kind of helps answer my question, which is, it wasn't clear to me this nezilus. How serious is it?
Right.
Because what's the threshold?
Right. This is the answer now. It's something that is chronic and seems to be able to, it seems going to deteriorate. Yeah? Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudches, and this will be the shaila of a cast. Do you know anybody who had a broken arm? What is the minhag with regards to a cast? What do you do? Tefillin on casts? Ever happened to anybody here? You've seen somebody?
Yeah. Are you able to do that on the other arm?
On the other arm. This will have to do with Sivov. There is a bit of truth in what you're saying. We'll see soon why. Rabbi said, what was generally the minhag? When is put on tefillin? No?
Can't put it on.
Okay, let us see, because the psak will be based on this Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudches. The Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. Tefillah shel Rosh. If a person has got a wound on his hand, where the tefillin is actually placed, the bias of the tefillin, and the wound is spread all over the whole elbow. He is allowed to put on the tefillin on the bandage. If it's not possible without, if you have no else to put it, you can put it on the bandage. But do not make a bracha. The opinion of the majority is that chatzitza is poisel. And it should make two brachas al shel rosh on the tefillin shel rosh k'del b'sim chavav. You should make two brachas on the shel rosh, but yes, you can put on tefillin on the bandage. Ach yilbash alat filish shel yad melemalo beget achel kedele chasoisom, but you should, after putting on the tefillin, you should cover up the tefillin. Why? Doksivu v'oyol lechol ha'oyz, because it says in the Gemara, in the pasuk, v'oyol lechol ha'oyz, v'darshinon we paskan lechol ha'oyz v'oyol lecheirim la'oyz. Again, the rule being that tefillin shel yad need to be covered. We do that generally by having a suit or a shirt on top of the tefillin. That's where it's coming from. Lechol ha'oyz v'oyol lecheirim is the tefillin should be covered. The dafka al retir is all with regards to a bandage. Aval aniach tefillin al chalukoi, but to put on tefillin on a garment, to put on the shirt, that, says the Mishneh Berurah, yesh oimim, some say to also afilu b'yesh le'make. If you're putting it on the shirt, that's certainly no good. Va'afilu milbash olav beket acher. Even if afterwards you're going to put another bandage, another cover on top of it. So the Mishneh Berurah paskins, if a person's got a wound on his arm, he should put on tefillin there. If he's got a bandage there, he can put on tefillin on top of the bandage. He can. He just points out, make sure to cover up the tefillin afterwards. Going to the cast, Rabbi Isai, what is this? Is this the same halacha to the cast or not? Can you put on tefillin on the cast, Rabbi Isai, or not?
More than a bandage.
He says a few times, dak, he needs to be thin. If it's not thin, it's no good. Why is that? So you're saying that it's a bit like non-use. Right. The halacha that the most poskim, yeah, what do you want to say, Moshele? If you can't put pressure on, yeah, then for sure.
Good,
I want to speak about the other hand in a minute. Yeah?
If you can't put it on your hand, can you put it on just your head?
Yes. The Mishneh Berurah paskens, the Poskim pasken, that if a person has a cast, the halacha is, according to many shittas, that of the contemporary poiskim, is that since the cast is thick, so thick, that you can't actually notice anything when you're putting on a tefillin, so many poiskim, and I'm referring to the area of the anochas tefillin, it's so thick that you can't actually feel it as you're putting on tefillin, many poiskim claim there's no point putting on tefillin. There's no point. It's not, as you're saying, Yamedaik, the Mishneh Berurah Lashon Dak needs to be thin, and indeed all it's too strong of a chatzitza, too thick to be, it's too much of a chatzitza, and therefore a person is not fulfilling anything by putting on the tefillin on a thick cast. There are opinions to a choilek. Some say that it may not be necessarily chatzitza, the fact being that it's a quite long term. How long does the cast last normally? 6 weeks? So since, who said 6 weeks? Yeah, you had once, for 6 weeks. So since, pardon? It depends how old. Yeah, makes sense, yeah. So since that it's quite a, can't call it, since it's quite long term, therefore, there is maybe some claim that it's to some extent bottled to a person, to some extent, and that's what some shit is hold, that yes, there is a point of putting on tefillin. But again, the vast majority of the opinions is not to put on, there's no point of putting on tefillin. Now, with regards to the right arm, is there any point putting on tefillin in the right arm or not? We're going to shortly enter into Seif Vav and start discussing Seif Vav. He just points it out of here. It's true. It is a bit agav. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. We're soon going to enter into the sugya of a left-handed person. What's the halacha of a left-handed person? There's many cases and many scenarios. I'm just going to mention in this context, I'm going to mention that some shit is hold. That if a person becomes weak for whatever the reason is, and a person has got a broken arm is a good example for that. He becomes weak on one arm and he's not using it for anything. So it could be that on a non-permanently, a person could actually become left-handed. Yeah, that's right. You could change a person's hand if a person is not using his arm, it could actually be. So therefore, the poskim do mention that in this context, it could swap. But if that's not the case, there's no point putting it on to the other arm. There's no point. Sivov, ve'ita yad yaminoi, a left-handed person. Im oise kol melachto bismoiloi, if he does any melacha, every melacha, everything that he does, any work, any activity he does with his left hand, then, meniach bismoiloi, he should put on If he does anything with his left hand, he should put on tefillin on his left, on his personal left hand, which is the right hand of person of everybody else. No offense, please. Yeah? It's a right hand of everybody else. So it's changing. Vim shoyled b'shtei yadav, if is he can use both hands equally, there's a word for that. Okay. If he can use both hands equally, then the halach is miniach besmoil. He should use his left miniach besmoil kol atom. He should use that left. He should put on the tefillin of on his left hand. Ve'im koise biyaminoi. If he writes with his right hand, are you completely left-handed? Everything with his left. Ve'im koise biyaminoi. If he writes with his right hand, v'shakol ma'isov, and anything else other with his left hand. Oi, alternatively. Koise bismol, he writes with his left hand. V'sharkol ma'isav oise biyamin. He writes with his left hand, but does everything with his right hand. Yesh oimrim, some say sheniach tefillin biyad shetosh koyach. He should put on the tefillin on his weaker hand. The bayina on his weaker hand, generally his weaker hand. The bayina because we need yad koha. We need his weak hand. What is generally considered his weak hand. So even if he writes with his left hand, or if he writes with his left hand, does everything with his left, it's generally his left hand. His left hand. That's what we're going to put on his tefillin. Some opinions say shayad shikoseba hichshuva yemin. That some say that he goes according to a person's writing, where he writes with his right hand. Others say that he goes according to his hands and he's for writing. And if he writes with his right hand, he's going to put on with his left hand. If he writes with his left hand, then he's going to put on a tefillin in his right hand. That is the meaning of the gospel of tefillin. So we've got many opinions. The Mishnah Berurah and the Pialocha and the Poskim going to many types of shailos and details. What happens if he does this with the left and this with the right, this with that? There's many different scenarios. We're not going to go into details. But I remember quoting, yeah. Pardon? Holds that. You write with your right hand. You do everything else with your left hand. When you have a weight, when you're lifting some, a suitcase is going to be left hand. Right, yeah, because it's yamin of. So that's what the Gemara paskens. That's the halacha. That's how he paskens. That if achinog, they go according to writing. It's very interesting because even within writing, there is two approaches. How come that you write with your right hand? Chinuch. Chinuch. That's very interesting. Chinuch Shavua. Right. Right. So that's very interesting. So it was actually Chinuch. Okay, very interesting. Very, that's how we paskin. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. We started learning about the Nezilas, the person who's got a medical condition needs to cover his head. We said that we paskin like the Rashba. The Rashba says you can still put on tefillin without making bach. We spoke about Shlomo Zalman that sees from here chiddush with regards to the cast of a newborn baby. That the Torah doesn't expect anybody to get into chronic conditions for mitzvahs. We don't get into medical conditions for mitzvahs. Therefore, over here, we're perfectly okay to rely on the Rashba according to Shulchan Aruch. We should, however, cover the tefillin because of the royim, because of general onlookers. We started speaking about. We also spoke about the cast. That generally, if something is a thin bandage, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, if there's no other choice, you can put on tefillin on top of that. You can't make a bracha though. We spoke about the cast and machlokes that poskim. The consensus of the poskim is that generally you can't really put on tefillin on top. We then started speaking about left-handed person. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that a left-handed person. There's actually two opinions. The Ramah paskens that it goes according to a person's writing. Your writing is the main skill. The writing is what's the essential part, and the opposite hand is where you're going to put on tefillin, even if you use your outer hand for something else. It's all according to the opposite hand of your where you're writing. This is what we covered tonight. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Shemoy.